It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and happy Monday. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We have so much to talk about. You each are treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. Strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And remember, you are not alone. And thank you to this great team that I get to work with. That is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. Producer Steve, happy Monday.
You keep saying that, and I'm really beginning to question things. Is there such a thing?
Oh, you're going to love the quote at the end of the day, end of the show. You are going to love that.
All right, you've given me something to look forward.
I was looking at positive things here. Speaking of the newsletter, we've got a great... Did you look at the lineup of guests that we have this week? It is pretty astounding, Steve.
Yeah, each and every... Now I have your problem with the pipes.
Yeah, the Monday morning pipes.
Yeah, every day is going to be great this week. I'm looking forward to... A good week.
And on the newsletter, we roll out our most recent op-eds and our most recent podcasts. I did a podcast with Dr. Jill on Friday, and that is, I should make sure that we have that on the website. I'm pretty sure that Zach has that there. And then also my op-ed on Hotel California, Colorado's five-star state certification program for our restaurants, our bars, taverns, and gyms. And once again, Zach has a great visual. Don't know if you've seen that yet, Steve, but it is really a good one.
No, I have been. You sent that out
yesterday
in your advanced thing, mm-hmm. and I didn't actually go to the website because you've sent pieces of it before.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to check that. And as you're out there, you can check that as well. And also, be sure and listen in. You know, we need to know our history, and that is why I do this America's Veterans Story show. And yesterday's broadcast was with World War II veteran Jim Blaine. He fought at the Battle of Tinian, Saipan, and Iwo Jima. And then also we had Vietnam-era Marine Paula Sarles on as well. She's raising money for the Marine Memorial out in Golden. And those are just really rich. We're going to have another World War II veteran. We're going to record that tomorrow for next week, Steve. That's on from 3 to 4 p.m. on KLZ 560 as well as KLZ 100.7 FM. And I know that you are loving that.
Okay, I flipped over to your KimMunson.com website. I see the visual now. It seems like I've seen that building before somewhere.
I think you probably have.
Yes.
So once again, great visual on that. But suffice it to say that this five-star state certification program has really taken the desperation. They have made our businesses desperate. They've reduced how many people can be there. They actually said they can't have anybody inside. What has been is a real assault on the middle class. And as we're going to learn throughout this week, this whole big reset, this big plan is to take out the middle class, because the middle class is inherent to the American idea that everyday people can work hard, they can build businesses, they can create wealth for themselves. And the big question, my friends out there, is property rights. Our founders knew that is the key, is property rights. Whether or not it's the property rights of what you build with your hands or build with your mind, the question is, who owns it? Is it you, or is it government through rules and regulations, or government by owning it? And government through rules and regulations is socialism, which is just right very close to communism, where government owns everything. But when people don't have property rights, then they're not motivated to produce as much. And what happens then is there will become shortages on things because we don't have the incentives correct. And then what happens is people become expendable on the ends of the spectrum. I know that doesn't sound very good, but that is what has happened time and time again. If you look at what has happened under socialism and communism, you can take a look at Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao. You can just see how that actually works out in real life. It may have some platitudes that people think are pretty cool, but the platitudes are just that, Steve.
Didn't we have a very contemporary illustration of that in the run-up to the 2012 elections where Obama looked right in the eyes of a businessman and said, "You didn't build that."
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that. Joe the Plumber. Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, tell us the name of your piece again.
Hotel California, Colorado's five-star state certification plan. Program, I think it is. Very good, Steve. Very good. Let's go ahead and go through these things. Somebody yesterday asked me what we talk about on this show. And ultimately, it's freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And my friends, if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. It should be able to pass the muster of the battle of ideas. But if it's a bad idea, you're going to have to use force to do that. And my gosh, is the veil not off? Has it not been unmasked? We're talking with Kevin Lundberg in the third and fourth segment. He's co-editor of the book Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America. My gosh, when he and Charles Heatherly put this book together with these different contributing authors last fall, we had no idea how important this book would become, Steve.
That book and maybe several others, like The Blueprint comes to mind, mm-hmm. You know, the examination of what was going on, 18, 20 years ago, and the Gang of Four right here in our own state. So, yeah, the force is just everywhere anymore, and it seems to be more prevalent in the blue states. And you say, well, what are they forcing? It's like they're forcing a different way of life.
They're forcing and we'll talk with Dr. Michael Rechtenwall tomorrow regarding this Great Reset. And the Great Reset means reduced incomes and more government control. Boy, does that sound like fun for you and me, Steve? I don't think so. But my quote for today is from Zig Ziglar. And he was born in 1926 in Alabama. And he's one of the world's most popular and motivational speakers. And he went to college in the same state in the city of Jackson and attended the University of South Carolina. His humble initiation and even his first job as a salesman never stood in the way of his positivity, the output of which yielded him great fame and prosperity. From being an exceptionally good salesperson, he moved on to becoming a famous author, following which he became renowned for being an excellent motivational speaker. His work provides guidelines on self-help and positivity. He died in 2012. And I love this, Steve. He said, "The best time to do something significant is between yesterday and tomorrow."
I guess all we have to do is define significant.
So it is in front of us today, my friends, that we have work to do. Yesterday, I had gone to church. And I'm seeing people coming back to faith, Steve, during all this that is occurring, which I think is a very important thing. And the priest yesterday said we need to focus on the one, and the one is Christ, the salvation of Christ. And so this morning, I encourage daily Bible reading. I don't always get it done, but I'm going to work towards that. But a verse this morning that I read was Luke 4, 18, 19. And I thought about this a lot. And you can let me know. I've done the 30,000-foot view of the different faiths of the world. So I know just a little bit about each of them. But to my knowledge, Steve, there is no other faith other than the Christian faith that talks about, first of all, liberty and also leaves it up as a choice to people on whether or not they want to accept Christ or not. So there's a lot of liberty, a lot of freedom in that. And this morning, Luke 4, 18, 19 just hit me, and particularly with what's going on out there. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now, that just spoke to me this morning, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Steve, any quick thoughts?
Well, when you first, in our pre-call that we do every morning, I was kind of thinking this was kind of a reference back to Leviticus 25, which is stamped on the side of the Liberty Bell, proclaim liberty throughout the land. But this is a different type of proclamation of, the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, but it's all, I love that the fact the word liberty is there, because that is, as you said, it's what's founded, this country is founded on, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And give us the Ben Martin definition of liberty.
Is the responsible exercise of freedom.
Responsible.
Yes. So let's go to break, and we come back. There's a couple of headlines I want to go through in the second segment, just to give you some perspective. And then we'll talk with Kevin Lundberg in the third and fourth segment. Before we do that, though, we need to do what we can to support our small to mid-sized businesses. Government policy is trying to really hurt them. That's why you should take a look at my op-ed, which is on my website, Hotel California. Colorado's five-star state certification program. And I will just tell you, it's terrible. It is just terrible. But we need to support our businesses. And one of those great businesses, and my partner, is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations here in Colorado. And that is Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. And they have all kinds of specials. They have lunch specials, kids eat free specials, Wednesdays are Wings Day. They have to-go specials. So go to HootersColorado.com for more information. HootersColorado.com. And be sure, again, and support our businesses right here in Colorado. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, there's a couple of headlines that I just want to dissect for you.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent op-eds and podcasts. Dr. Jill did a podcast. We did a podcast on Friday that you'll want to listen to, as well as the op-ed that I did regarding Hotel California, Colorado's five-star state certification program. Ostensibly to get our restaurants and bars and taverns and gyms open, but there's all kinds of force in that baby. So
yes, you did do a podcast, and my headphones were smoking.
Yeah. Jill was on fire, wasn't she? So, for sure. Well, of course, one of the things we need to comment about is what is happening in Washington, D.C. One has to ask, let's put on our Rudyard Kipling questions here, where he says, "I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who." One has to ask why Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are hell-bent on either taking President Trump out under the 25th Amendment or impeaching him, where what we are at January 11th and Joe Biden is to be inaugurated president January 20th.
Yep. nine days.
Yeah. And if they were so sure about their agenda and were able to stand that up in the battle of ideas, then why, we have to ask, why are they hell-bent on trying to take him out with just 9 days left? I don't really have the answer for sure, but we've got that going on. And then we've got big tech that is censoring voices. The fact that Twitter has closed down Donald Trump's Twitter account and no longer giving him a voice. I think Donald Trump has 70 million followers. I've got to think at some point in time, this is really going to hit Twitter's pocketbook. But I find that really interesting. And Steve, you'd found a meme that I thought was made a lot of sense.
Two things. I have heard, I need to go verify, that the Twitter stock price is falling.
Well, let's ask Jason McBride that.
Yes. Okay. What I saw over the weekend, and the more I think about it, the more this is it. It's a meme, and it simply says or asks, if you cut out a man's tongue because you say he is lying, could it also be that you're afraid of what he has to say? Powerful.
Very powerful. And we go to the Bill of Rights that we have in our Constitution, and freedom of speech is inherent in that. Freedom of the press is inherent in that as well. And freedom to assemble. And we are in remarkable times right now, but if in fact you want to plug your ears and not hear what anybody else has to say, a couple of things. The lack of intellectual curiosity is mind-boggling. And then, as my friend Christy Whaley has said, is ignorance is bliss until it isn't. And Steve, I don't know if you saw, you probably haven't had time to read the end of my op-ed, but in that, I did a 2021 version of Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous quote of, first they came for and I did nothing, then they came for. And so you may want to check that out, because at some point in time, people that may be pretty excited about Donald Trump's Twitter feed being permanently deleted may be concerned when their Twitter feed is permanently deleted. No matter where you stand on an issue, we each and every one of us needs to stand for free speech and freedom to assemble. Those are inherent in a liberty, a free society. Steve, your thought on that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Does the President of the United States have the right to free speech?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I got into it last night with someone. Well, their affiliation is not
conservative.
Pertinent here right now. Oh, okay. But the point was, this person kept telling me that I did not understand the First Amendment, because all I did was ask, does he have the freedom of speech that these people are stepping all over?
And your colleague said, no, he shouldn't have freedom of speech?
Well, it's not so much a colleague, but this person just said that they were reacting to Donald Trump Jr.'s comments about Twitter and Facebook, and she was saying, don't they have the right for free speech? I mean, that his statement was ludicrous because they're private companies. It's like, private companies, yes, but they are in the public domain, and what their whole existence is based on passing information back and forth. And they were just totally upset with Donald Trump Jr.'s assertion that they didn't have the freedom to make this decision.
You know, that I see that a lot. They are quote unquote private companies. Of course, they're publicly traded, but they're private companies. And should a private company be forced to quote unquote do something? Should a private company, in essence, Twitter, should it be forced to have Donald Trump's Twitter account? Now, that is a very valid question, and I would love to hear from you guys on what you think about that, because ultimately my gut feeling is they should have the freedom to be able to do what they want. And the free market should be able to respond to that with a new tech company stepping forward to step into that and to become a competitor. Now, so many people have said that Parler is a competitor to step into that arena. And now we're hearing that Apple and Androids are saying that they're not going to have the Parler app so that people can download that. Again, you kind of get into that private company thing, but censoring voices, I don't quite know the answer on this yet, Steve. I think I'd like to hear from people. What do you think?
Well, I can think of a number of your guests who could probably help us here, but I still, yes, they're private companies, but the role that they play in this society in terms of the flow of, you know, of information and opinion, I just don't see where this censoring and shutting down, you know, fits the big picture. Well, I guess I do, but it's not a good match.
It's not. But you know what, Steve? We've had, quote-unquote, self-censoring for quite some time. Now we're seeing this really morph into what's happening on Twitter and Facebook and all. But remember back when they said, in polite company, you don't talk about religion and politics? But we realized the radical activists left, they were still talking about politics and trying to get rid of religion. And we were working to get our brains around these issues. We told that we couldn't talk about faith in the public square, that our public servants couldn't talk about faith. And then they were stomping all over history as well. And that's how we've gotten to this point, is that we didn't engage in these battle of ideas as the radical activists were really pushing forward their agenda in media, in education, in nonprofits, across the business, across the spectrum, Steve.
That's true. And I keep seeing these admonitions to, telling us to not let what's going on in the political arena cause us to lose friends or family. And, you know, that's okay to a point, but there are times you swear that they don't have a clue about the damaging aspects of what's being put out there.
But what underlying what that's saying is that people don't want to engage in the battle of ideas. They would rather put their fingers in their ears and not find out and not engage in a battle of ideas. And I think it was C.S. Lewis, I'm paraphrasing, but he said that if you cannot defend your idea, your premise, two or three questions in, then maybe you should check your premises. But what has happened is people have said, we just agree to disagree. It's like, wait a minute. If it can't stand in this battle of ideas, people need to have the intellectual integrity to check their premises, Steve.
Well, what they have is intellectual laziness. And what's killing me, like you can take a an idea like, say, taxes. You know, both Biden and Harris are pretty obvious that, yeah, we're going to raise taxes. Mm-hmm. We need to. And then they'll come back at you and say, oh, that's only for people who are making $400,000+. I was like, well, who do you think those people are?
But yet, I don't believe them on that either. They're going to raise taxes and fees across the spectrum. I wanted to get to, before we get to Jason, I did want to get to one thing that Patty had found in the Business Journal, and that is regarding the snipping point. It says, Colorado offers 236 tax exemptions, credits, and deductions to companies and individuals. Can business leaders protect them all as legislators seek more revenue? The point is this, is we have had people on both sides of the aisle reaching across the aisle to give exemptions or tax credits or tax incentives or whatever to specific companies. And what that is showing partiality. And those that got the tax exemptions or the preferable treatment, they're pretty excited about it. But that's why we have to talk about character. What is the character of people that say, oh, yeah, taxes are okay for the other guy, but not for me. I have my exemption, and they made their way to the bank with those exemptions or those taxes, whatever it is. But now, ha-ha, Now the legislators are saying we need more money, and they are rubbing their hands together to take away those exemptions. My point, my friends, is this. If we do not every day elect representatives who have the goal of being representatives that represent every individual and those rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness without partiality, these folks that got these 236 breaks were pretty happy about it then. But they're not going to be so happy when they're going to be one of the ones on the chopping block. They're not going to go after everybody on this. But that is why when you have people that you have elected that are showing partiality to one entity over another instead of this vision of our declaration, that is how we have gotten to the spot that we're at. And it has happened on both sides of the aisle. And when they say they've reached across the aisle, if they're not reaching across the aisle for more liberty, more freedom, lower taxes, smaller government, then we have a problem. Steve, quick comment before we get to Jason.
Well, can we effectively call, if this picks up some momentum here and they actually start reneging on their offers and their pledges, promises, whatever, can we call them, you know, Indian givers, or I'm sorry, that's not politically correct.
That's probably not political.
Native American givers.
Well, that's probably not politically correct either.
Sorry.
We're dating ourselves when we remember these things when we used to be. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's it. I mean, just a little jocularity here, but not much.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to take a look. I know Patty will stay on top of that. As who do they choose on that? Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. It is Monday. How are you?
I'm awake and I'm here, Kim.
That's a good thing. Question. Steve said he thought he saw that Twitter stock had gone down with them kicking President Trump off. Is that the case? Have you had a chance to take a look at that yet?
Well, the futures are definitely showing that it's going to be down. It closed Friday at about 51.48. Right now, the pre-open price is 47.33. So it's down about $4, and it continues to drop.
Okay. So as people are leaving Twitter, that is very interesting. And that's the free market at work, Jason, correct?
Well, yeah. The free market believes that Twitter's revenues and earnings, as sparse as they are in the first place, will suffer if Trump's base leaves Twitter. And from what I've heard, a lot of people are doing that. And now you've got Apple and Google trying to strangle Parler as well if they don't agree to censorship rules like Twitter has, though.
Isn't that astounding? And because we talk about this all the time on the show, that big business and big government like each other. So here we have Twitter that says that they are permanently closing Donald Trump's account. And you have a competitor that wants to come in. And then you've got some other big business over here that's saying, so it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with that, Jason.
Well, it's not a surprise, Kim. If you want to stop a movement, you silence that movement's leader. So none of this comes as even the smallest surprise to me.
It is, boy, I find it astounding. Monday morning, what's the futures look like? I know capital is trying to figure out where to go. Interest rates are super low. The stock market's pretty high. Do you have your crystal ball going this morning yet, Jason? What's going to happen?
Well, mine's been broken for the last 30 years, so I don't have a crystal ball, but the futures aren't real happy this morning. Down about 250 points on the Dow. S&P futures also down, so it looks like at least at the opening we're going to see some selling come in.
Okay. That's why a plan is important. And how often, so once somebody comes in and sets up a plan, how often should people be looking at it, tweaking it, because there's so much emotion out there? First of all, sitting down to do a plan is important. But how often should people kind of retweak that, do you think?
Well, I think it depends, Kim. But what I would say, you should never do it because of emotion. That's the worst thing you can do. I think, really, if you've got a good plan in place, unless you're really close to retirement, I mean, you could look at it and kind of update it every couple years, 2 or 3 years. If there's some event that occurs, a life-changing event or something financial-wise that is significant that happens that was unexpected, either good or not so good, then I think you should, plug that into the plan and account for it and see what it looks like with that new information. But honestly, I think fiddling with it every quarter is probably too often. I think even once a year is probably too often. That doesn't mean you don't talk to your advisor. It just means that you don't have to, update every little thing in your plan that often.
Okay. Well, I'd recommend that people sit down with you, Jason McBride. We're going into, it's not really unprecedented times. It seems like that for us right now, but as you look at history, this is not unprecedented, but it does require that people have a plan for their finances, for their life, all of that. So Jason McBride, people can reach you where?
Give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Jason, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours, but we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Kevin Lundberg, he is a former Colorado State Senator, and he is the Executive Director of the Republican Study Committee. I'll make sure that I get that right when he comes back. He's also the co-editor of a really important book, Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America. He co-edited, is that a word, that book with Charles Heatherly, and never knew how important that was going to be. Let's go to break. The reason, the subject for today is there is a Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission is they have been given unprecedented power through some legislation that was passed in 2019, and it's really under the radar with everything that's going on. But it is something that you should be concerned about, so stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there as well, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Kevin Lundberg. He is a former Colorado State Senator, has served our state for many, many years. Kevin Lundberg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to be on your show, and it's refreshing to know that you're still there, that Amazon hasn't pulled you, Facebook hasn't blocked your program from going on the air, and anyway.
Well, it's interesting you'd mention that. Kevin, just got this from a listener. This is a text message. Said, you just mentioned that Apple and Google removed the Parler app. Parler lives on Amazon, but Amazon removed Parler from their server at midnight, and so Parler currently is not online at all in any form. This censorship is—it's almost surreal. And you had your own experience with that just last week, Kevin.
Well, that's true because I send out a weekly newsletter on what's happening here in the political scene in Colorado and other places around the nation. Every Saturday, I try to punch the button and send it out. And so a week ago from last Saturday, I put one together, and I actually kind of backed off on this one and made it a little more gentle, thinking we've had enough raucous information. I'll just give some details, some facts, and people can look it up themselves. So I send it out through what's called MailChimp, which is a very popular listserv program. little did I know that they have this computer that filters everything before they send it out, and they pulled the plug on mine and actually said, we have suspended your account. You have a critical issue that needs to be resolved. And when I found that out, I immediately typed in, you know, a response and said, what did I do wrong? Well, about a couple of days later and a couple of exchanges of information, and they basically said, you violated our terms of what's proper to be put across the air, and said, well, what was it? And they said, we can't tell you. Now, they did reinstate me, but I got the message very quickly that MailChimp also is not to be trusted, and so I'm scrambling to try to shift to another system. Even as you mentioned Parler, I went on Parler this morning, and sure enough, it's not there. It's been scrubbed from the internet because Amazon said we will not allow you on our servers, and they provide really a great deal of the of the cloud systems that are out there. Parler has said publicly, because they knew it was coming a day or two ago, that they will try to be up and running on a different system. They said they kind of knew this might be coming, and I've kind of known this might be coming too, but it is so intense and so immediate. You know, I mean, Trump has been banned from Twitter and Facebook, temporarily, at least with Facebook, but yeah, I can see the writing on the wall there. All in this critical final full week of his presidency, when Congress is taking action to impeach him on very baseless grounds. And actually, let me say this, too.
With 9 days left, though, 9 days left till inauguration, and when we have big things, the American people are concerned about really big things. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and there's so many things developing, but I counsel people this way. Keep your eye on the ball. The left is desperate to make us think about anything else than the election integrity that was lacking in this last election or elections, because I think we saw a repeat in the Georgia Senate runoff races. There are a lot of games being played, and a lot of people have looked into it and come up with a lot of substantial information, but the system, the deep state, doesn't want it to be known, and they're going to do everything they can to distract us, but we need to keep a sharp eye on. And I'll add this little note, too, that the board for the Republican Study Committee of Colorado, which I have, you mentioned, the executive director, is looking toward holding an informal hearing, but nonetheless a hearing with legislators conducting it on the subject of election integrity here in Colorado. Now, it's not going to be immediate. They've got a lot of things on the plate right now. Theoretically, the general session starts on Wednesday, and that's another big story on how that's working out. But maybe sometime, in April or somewhere around there, we'll dig deeper, because we need to get to the bottom of this. We cannot operate as a republic unless we have valid elections. And right now, I don't think we do.
Well, and we talk a lot about the unveiling or the unmasking. That would be such a great title for a book, Unmasked 2020.
I'd add the 2020 to give the emphasis of that's the year when it really all came down, even though there's stuff that happened prior to that, and there's stuff that's continuing to happen in 2021. But this book we wrote, and I say that because you contributed a chapter as well, and I very much appreciate that, wrote this book on what the left has done to Colorado. And the subtitle, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America. That's the real significant part right now is, yeah, we've seen it here in Colorado, and most of us know a lot of what's happening, but the rest of the nation has no idea what's coming at them with this new administration that Biden supposedly is putting together.
You and Charles Heatherly sat down to do this book, and you went to, 14, 15 different subject matter experts in their particular arena and had them each write a chapter. And we're going to talk about this when we get to the next segment. There's so much. It always goes so quickly when you're on the air with us, Kevin.
Sorry about that.
So much to talk about. But this book, it's more important now than when you published that. And I had friends reach out and they said, oh, I got it. I read a chapter here. Then I read this chapter. So they each stand alone as well, but they bring a lot of great information. So let's do a quick, how can people get the book, Kevin?
Very easily, I assume, because it's published through Amazon.
Ooh.
And so if you go to Amazon.com, they have a very smooth and good system for publishing a book. Now, they don't own it. We do. But we're using their system because it works fairly well for us. So we may have to reevaluate that in the future. But right now, if you go to Amazon.com and just search for Unmasked 2020, it's there. You can buy it through Barnes & Noble and your local bookstore owner as well. But they're going to go back to Amazon and buy it. So might as well, go to the source initially.
Okay.
Until Amazon figures out that we have figured them out. And, so we'll probably have to republish in another form as time goes on.
Okay. Well, Kevin, hang with me. I'm hearing from listeners, and I just want to give a shout out because all these things are important. When we come back, though, we need to talk about this Colorado Air Quality Commission. I guess I've been putting the word control in there, but that's what it is. And it's been really under the radar. And when you were on last time, you said, Kim, we need to talk about this. So we will focus on that in the next segment. Before we do that, though, three things. I heard from Helen, our listener. She said regarding this taxes, she said, I bet taxes will be raised not on income, but on wealth, which will include the value of your house. Once your house valued is included, that $400,000 limit will include a greater number of households. I'm afraid she might be right on that because there is a real assault on property rights. So that's the first thing. Then I heard from a couple of different listeners as well. Richard said, Twitter and Facebook consorting the president is not an issue of free speech, but they are, in fact, editorializing under the protection of the Section 230, which we've heard the president say a lot about that. So also when Twitter, Apple, and Amazon collude to block and ultimately shut down Parler, it's a much bigger issue and inherently dangerous. I totally agree there. Says, sadly, our representation or lack thereof will allow this to continue for the foreseeable future. We need to be electing representatives that have courage. And then another listener said, freedom of speech. The issue with Facebook, Twitter, is that they are protected from responsibility of what is posted as platforms rather than media. But when they censor users, they are no longer platforms. They are media covered by different laws and responsibilities. So thank you. It's good to hear from all of you. We're going to go to break. We have to have this conversation with former State Senator Kevin Lundberg. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Before we get to Kevin Lundberg, one of my great partners that brings this show to you is Castlegate Knife and Tool, family-owned business located in Sedalia, Colorado. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. So if you're a collector, you're in luck. If you're a sportsman, you're in luck. If you need that new kitchen set, you're in luck. Check out castlegate.com for more information. They also are adding in these great new lines of watches. But again, that's castlegate.com. I'm not sure that watches are on the website yet, so you need to go down to the store and actually see those and see what they look like. But again, that's castlegate.com. Before we get to Kevin, Patty just texted me that Twitter has fallen 8% in pre-market Monday. And let's see if the free market can send a message to Twitter here. Kevin Lundberg, former state senator, you are the executive director of the Republican Study Committee. And I agree with you. You mentioned in the last segment, election integrity, that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I've got to think reasonable people are going to want to have election integrity as we move forward. Or as you mentioned, our republic is in great danger, Kevin.
Well, yeah, and we run the risk of using all the rest of the time on this subject, but we better touch on it for a moment here. And I would also observe that with tens of millions of Americans severely doubting the quality of our elections today, and I'm one of them, that if there is no problem, then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer should be the first ones up there to say, well, let's prove it to you. Let's open up the books. Let's show you what happens. Let's require Dominion to actually come clean with what their equipment is and how their software works. Let's dig down deep into what happened in the 2020 election, and let's prove to you that we have a solid system. But no, they are on the exact opposite of this. They are saying, there's nothing here to see. Let's move along. Let's move along. No, this is fundamental to a republic. And the Constitution guarantees, that's the word it uses, guarantees that every state shall have a republican form of government. Now, that's a small r. That means it shall be a republic. It shall be represented or run by people who are voted by the people to represent them. So if you can't have a fair election, they aren't voted by the people. This is very, very important, and we're going to keep this in front of everybody. But let's move on.
Well, I wanted to give you, when I did the promo, I thought you would enjoy this, and then I'm going to let you take this. You'll have probably about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, Ronald Reagan famously said the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. I said, the second most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from Colorado's Air Quality Commission, and I'm here to control whatever part of our state that we deem best. I took that from something that you had in your newsletter. So take it from there, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, okay. You talked about the book on Mass 2020. On page 15, which is part of the chapter I wrote, I talk about it. And I say, it was House Bill 1261 in 2019 that put this in place. And I'll just quote from myself. The keystone to this agenda is what 1261 is. It set up a system to force a reduction in greenhouse gases, read carbon dioxide, for all of Colorado by 26% by 2025. That means in 4 years, over a fourth of all of the carbon dioxide emissions must stop in Colorado. And then a 50% reduction by 2030 and a 90% reduction by 2050. The Air Quality Control Commission, under the control of the Health Department, is authorized to implement rules, which are essentially laws, to meet these standards. Now, that almost sounds like, okay, maybe it's not a real big deal. They've got this aspiration of, you know, lowering it to such and such. But no, it doesn't say may. It pretty much says shall do this, and they do have the authority to implement any rules. Now, if you fast forward in the book to page 187, chapter 12, Paul Seabee has a complete chapter on how that's unconstitutional to delegate that much authority to an unelected commission in the state of Colorado. They can, you know, what should they do? Well, here are a couple of possibilities. One would be to declare some no-drive days that you cannot get in your car and drive anywhere. Or
that sounds like we have that already, almost.
Well, almost. But imagine if they really said that. And here's another one here in the Denver metro area in Colorado Springs all the way to Fort Collins and Greeley. We have these emission control systems that tightly regulate how your car works. And actually, most cars work fine, but you have to go through all this nonsense. Well, they're going to expand that to the entire state, I'm sure. And then it's our electric utilities. They are shutting down coal-fired plants. Up here in Larimer County, where I'm at, there's one of the most sophisticated systems in the country, really in the world, is the Rawhide Power Plant. It's a 280-megawatt, which is big, coal-fired plant. And because of the Air Quality Commission's rules, they are planning on shutting this plant down in 2030. Now, it's designed to run till at least 2045, but they're taking it offline, and they're doing that to everything. Well, by the time we roll around there, I'm going to tell you, wind and solar just isn't going to cut it. It isn't going to replace a coal-fired power plant that can churn out 280 megawatts 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are going to go into a very severe time of shortages when all that occurs. Oh, and this is the other curious thing about this is they say, well, we're going to replace it with gas-fired plants because gas is so plentiful and we have so much of it here in Colorado, which are both true, but they're shutting down the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
So just the time they're going to start relying on that, we're not going to have any of those resources available. This is economic insanity. And yet this is what our legislature and our governor is plowing towards, put in place back in 2019, and now they are implementing it. And this is part of that warning to America that it's not just, oh, there are going to be some squabbles at the political level and maybe your taxes are going to go up a little bit, but no, your whole life is going to be turned upside down, assuming you've got one, because of all of these draconian policies. And this one in particular has such a potential for destroying the state of Colorado as we know it. And that's just one of many, many pieces of legislation that are now laws that we're now constrained to follow and work under, unless we change something. And you know, I always say, well, go to the ballot box. Well, as we've said before, we need to understand, or we need to know, we need to have confidence that ballot box works for the valid citizens and the voting citizens of Colorado.
Kevin,
and let me throw one more thing in here, because this is, and I'm sorry,
we have just about a minute, so
okay,
do it.
Big tech has joined the forces of big government, and they are now flexing their muscles and proving that they are enemies of the people. They are friends of the big state, the deep state, you might say, but they are enemies of the people. And we've got a battle on our hands, and it's one that we need to figure out how to get around, and it's going to be pretty tough if they start shutting everything down. My final seconds are, Kim, I am so glad you're there. People need to be listening to what you're saying every morning, and we need more of this, not less. We need to keep the voices out there that know what truth, justice, and the American way really means.
Well, Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much. And yes, we've got a battle here. And just a quick question. Don't plants need carbon dioxide to live? Isn't that an interesting question? So, hey, Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much. And how can people sign up for your newsletter?
Well, right now you can go to kevinlundberg.com and sign up. We're in the midst of, when you do, we're going to shift you over to another system in a few days.
Okay.
But you can go to kevinlundberg.com and subscribe to the Lundberg Letter. And we're working on, and we've made it resident on the website now. So
great.
You can just go to the website and find it as well.
Awesome. Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it always, Kim.
You bet. And Zig Ziglar said, I opened two gifts this morning. They were my eyes. I love that. Today, my friends, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. This great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.